Folks, I hope that you are in a place where you can pay attention here for a couple of minutes, because fascinating conversation. Let's do a mic check. Mark, you all right?
I'm here.
Oh, yeah, you are there.
Good morning.
And Don, how are you?
Good morning.
Don Easton with the LCC. Got fascinating stuff to talk about. Rory!
Yeah, Dennis.
How you doing, buddy?
Excellent.
Excellent. Welcome to Tech Talk Thursday here on News Talk 590 KUGN. Don Easton, again, is with LCC. Give me a little background. You're a computer science instructor, correct?
Yes, full-time computer science instructor and program lead for the new cybersecurity degree.
Okay, so cybersecurity. We're going to talk about that in just a second. So your background coming into this position is you've had a little bit of everything, right?
Yeah, I spent several years in the industry, taught part-time at LCC while I was working, doing some security operations stuff, financial sector, and then I moved into a full-time position and still do some consulting in the cybersecurity realm for corporations. But I'm full-time.
So you're going to start a class here coming up in the fall?
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about that? Because it's fascinating on the from what little you've told me so far.
Sure. Yeah. So we have a new Associate of Applied Science degree in cybersecurity. It will be available in the fall, and it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be great. It's gonna fill a much needed skill set in this local community.
So tell me more about the we don't have enough. We need more. Right.
So we don't have enough. No, absolutely not. So regardless of what the size of your company or your organization is, or even in the individual in their household, there's many more attackers than there are defenders.
Yes.
And we have a skill set shortage. I mean, there are all kinds of statistics out there, but, you know, millions of job openings worldwide in cybersecurity, everything from the beginning, from the lowest level on up to senior positions.
And we touched upon this earlier, the landscape of cybersecurity. It's different when we woke up this morning than when we went to bed yesterday, right?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. You know, even I just was reading a little news article this morning about Samsung telling everybody to need to scan their TVs with the built-in antivirus now.
What?
It just came out, and I want to say it was actually on the news feed on your guys' website.
Really?
Yes.
On the way in today,
I got to read that more often.
On the way in today, I was listening to the, it's not the radio, but the my news feed, the podcast, and they're like, yep, there's a alert right now. If you're running Firefox version, whatever, update it right away, because there's a threat. And, like all the IoT devices you have in your house, the baby monitors and all stuff like that, those things are just a landmine.
The webcams, the IP cams, those things are just terrible when it comes to security. Because it's just like, here's a camera and we connect it to the internet, but there's no firewall, there's no security inside of that.
So is this the first class that's like this at LCC?
Yeah, so we have our standard programming classes, programs, and our networking program, which I'm actually a faculty member for. But this will be the inaugural class for the cybersecurity degree. We had a lot of interest, a lot of people emailing, asking questions. We're looking for a diverse group of students because, you know, the different people think differently, and when we get a challenge in front of us, it's easier to overcome that challenge if we have a diverse group of thought.
But you want the different thinkers, right?
Yes, right. Absolutely. Yeah, I think that this is a fit for everyone. It doesn't matter what your background, doesn't matter what industry you're in, demographic, it doesn't really matter because anybody can do this.
Quick overview about what the class is going to be covering.
Okay, so yeah, we'll have you'll get into networking, computer networking. You'll learn the ins and outs of computer networking, Windows servers, Linux servers. You'll get hands-on with hacking tools. You'll learn how the attackers attack a network. You'll learn how to defend a network. We'll do incident response, forensic stuff. As much as we can cram into 2 years as we will, with a mandatory co-op where you will go out into the community and you will work for somebody and you'll do the work hands-on.
Did you have something you wanted to jump in with here?
Well, there's a lot of curriculum where you need like a heavy math background, or it's more of a classic computer science kind of track. And I think this one's a little different. This is, you probably don't need to have a bunch of, classical math science background to get into this computer science, because this computer science is more of a hands-on and has its own curriculum, basically.
Yeah, so this is really centered more around a vocational or a career and technical education, which is there's a big push nationwide for that. And it fits a much needed job set We're looking at creating a program that doesn't have the limitations of some of the traditional computer science programs. So, in fact, the math requirement is not much more than what you would need to graduate from high school. Just the analytical skills that you get from algebra itself, some of the basic math is really helpful. We do have a math class that you can take at Lane that focuses around computer science type math. It's okay. Binary. It's called Math for Network Majors. And so if somebody wanted to take that along with it, they could too. So.
Got time for one last question. Any concerns about sharing known hack techniques? You know where I'm going with this?
Okay. So, yeah, and that's always been a concern. Anytime you train somebody in this, there's an ethics issue with that we have to cover. So generally at every beginning of every one of my classes, there's an ethics statement that students have to agree to.
Gotcha.
They got to know that if they break it, they break the law, then, you know, there's consequences for that.
Ah, there you go. Actions, consequence. Excellent. Will you come back and visit as we get closer? I want to find out more, see if the curriculum has changed a little bit between
Absolutely.
Now and
Absolutely. I'd be
start.
More than happy to talk about it.
I would love that. Excellent. Yeah, Rory, you want to take us out, bud?
Absolutely. For more information and links to what you've heard about today, go to eugenetech.org. That's eugenetech.org.
Don, very nice to meet you. Thank you. Mark. Rory, always a pleasure. Tech Talk Thursday here on News Talk 590 KUGN.